All right, well, good morning. It's 11:02 a.m. on, I think it's Monday. Pretty sure it's Monday. Monday, December the 10th. According to Google, it's 30 degrees here. It's really closer to 38. It's supposed to be in the 50s today, which is like 20 degrees warmer than yesterday. So yeah, I'm stumbling along this morning. I'm not doing very well today. I took a few days off. Just sort of been drifting from one thing to another and not making any real headway on any of it. The trip to Denver last Thursday pretty much sapped me of any strength I might have had. It was supposed to be like a 3-hour tour, and then we crashed the Minnow, and the professor started stringing up coconut lines. It got out of hand. The problem was that my younger had an appointment downtown, which comes along about once every 6 months or so. And so I parked and waited. And I had a book. I had a book actually that I needed to read because I have to write a 2 or 3 sentence teaser for it. For the new story bundle that's coming out from the self-publishing committee at SIFWA. And that was a pretty good book, so I didn't mind. And we were there early, so she had plenty of time. So about an hour and 40 minutes later, kid returns, buckles in, I turn the key, and there's nothing. Nothing. Not a click. Nothing. So I checked the levers and jumped the car around a little bit, so it rolled a bit, and still nothing. And then I looked and realized that the headlights were still on. Because going down in a snowstorm in the morning, I had the headlights on. But because I didn't get out of the car didn't warn me that the headlights were still on. And 90 minutes with full headlights on, yeah, that's not going to work. There's a doornail, so I had to call AAA and wait for AAA to come over. Jump it. By then, we're like 5 hours into this 3-hour run. And we had to stop and get something to eat because at that point, both of us were like, okay, we need food or I'm going to start chewing on this boot. And so we stopped. And actually went in and ate in the restaurant just because I needed a break. So it was a long day. It was an exhausting day because of the stress of the battery and being dumb. I hate it when I'm dumb. Lots of condensation trails up there this morning. There's not a lot of winds up high. The contrails are dissipating slowly, and they're basically in one long line all the way back to the horizon. Oh my gosh, that's boggling. So there's 3 jets all flying southwest. Some more contrails over there. They they get a little jiggly when the plane goes over the mountain. And the updraft from the mountain disrupts them a little bit, but wow. That's pretty astonishing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This one off to the north is 9. 9 visible contrails. There's one over there that has some sort of atmospheric disturbance that's caused it to take an odd swirl. Walk along, staring at the sky. I'm gonna trip on a curb here if I'm not careful. So yeah, ostensibly I'm still working on Cape Grace. Truthfully, I've been fine-tuning the product description. Karen Collins gone silent. I think that means she's finished her first read-through, and she hasn't contacted me yet about any significant changes. So it should be, today's the 10th. Should be at least another week. We got 2 weeks till Christmas. It could happen. Usually it takes her between 2 and 3 weeks, and she's had it for a week so far. Well, now it'll be a week. I sent it to her on Thursday. No, that can't be right. I don't know. I'm so confused. I could look it up, but basically I just want to get home. I had my oatmeal this morning. I had it late. I was waiting for my wife to wake up. She's having a bit of a hard time with shingles. So as much sleep as she can get is really, really the way we can go with this. We picked up a prescription for her yesterday. We got to get her the vaccine. She's old enough now, she can have the vaccine. I've been old enough for the vaccine for a long time, but I don't. So far, fingers crossed, I haven't had to deal with them. I guess I'm lucky. Of course, part of it is that, you know, things like depression and stress and all of that just makes the probable likelihood of a flare-up all that more likely. Makes the probability of a flare-up that much more likely. Yeah, one of those, not wording good today. Thank you. I'm turning east. It is chilly out, but I've unzipped my coat. I'm not wearing any long johns or anything. It's just a parka day. It's really quite cold on my face, but the rest of it's pretty quite pleasant. Really quite pleasant. Trying to straighten up here. We had geese earlier, like 500 or 600 geese. Get ready to see what's my work post. Somebody spooked the flock that is in the pond over behind the grocery store. And it's, the sky has this huge drift of geese for like 5 or 10 minutes. Circling around, squawking up a storm, raising hell. And I'm like 3/4 of a mile away from the grocery store, or 1/2 mile away from the grocery store. And it was loud. Morning. Guy trying to tie down the tarp back of his pickup truck. Not sure what he's got in there, but apparently it was loose. Alright, say what am I reading yet? I'm halfway through the third book of the Weird Noob Lit RPG series. It's a little bit fragmented. The first two books are pretty good, as Lit RPG goes, which is, as some of you probably realize, Lit RPG has not got a very high bar. The degree to which it's interesting really hinges on the game that the characters are playing. And so players in an interesting game, well, we'll just say that there's a lot of new writers. Writers who haven't been doing it for very long. Who are perhaps leaning too heavily on their game logs and not enough on their storytelling. I have to say that playing Eve really gave me a lot of insight into Natalia and Zoya. And what Zoya's character turned into in the Smuggler's Tales, and what Natalia's character is turned into in Smuggler's Tales. Natalia is the killer. Natalia is the battleship captain. Zoya, in the game, Zoya flies a command ship. Generally an Orca, which is a mining support vessel. Not unlike the Zvezdomoya that she spent her teen years flying around Margary. She also has a sleep mare that she's wicked fun to fly around and shoot people up with. But there's definitely, without going over the edge into fan fiction, without writing Eve fanfic, which realistically I wouldn't even know how to go about what I would say about writing Eve fanfic. And I don't know enough of the lore to find the holes in the story. A few geese up here. Something is some sort of chemical odor here in the air. It smells almost like the detergent or the chemical they have on the Swiffer wet mops. Mixed with a little smoke. Interesting. Not particularly pleasant, but not overly objectionable. Wow. I need to stop taking days in a row off from this walk. My legs are complaining. Of course, I got up, my back was complaining, so I'm having a bit of an arthritis flare up here. Can't imagine why, other than it's coming on winter and I have old bones. Business when I get back. And I'm almost back, so anytime now. I wish I had more to say. I wish I had more to talk about. I don't really have... I'm not really thinking about anything. I'm just sort of trudging along. Looking around. There's stuff going on that I can't talk about, so that's limiting, and a lot of it is top of brain, so that I sort of have to self-edit that out, and I apologize for that, but some stories are not mine to tell. I put a wreath up like the second day of December on the peak of the roof here. My wife just discovered it yesterday. She doesn't leave the house any more than I do. But speaking of leaving the house, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.